Good morning, Brussels, and welcome to your daily briefing. I'm Manikin, here to keep you informed about what is happening across the capital. And yes, it is cold out there. 3 degrees this morning with a brisk 13 kilometers per hour wind from the northeast, feeling closer to freezing with that humidity at 87%. At least it is dry for now. Spring in Brussels.
And I'm Lean. We have got a busy show for you today. Politics, culture, and everything in between. Let us dive in.
Let us start with a story that has been rumbling all week. Interior Minister Bernard Quinton met with police unions on Wednesday, trying to calm the growing storm over working conditions and staffing levels. His proposals? Rejected. Strike actions remain firmly on the table, and unions are warning of continued disruption across the capital. Not exactly the Easter gift anyone was hoping for.
And it gets worse. Two Brussels police officers have now been implicated in 3 separate cases of people dying while in police custody. All 3 cases are under formal judicial review. It is a grim set of circumstances that has only added fuel to the fire in an already tense relationship between officers and the government.
Away from the picket lines and courtrooms, a carjacking in Brussels sparked a dramatic high-speed chase through Schaarbeek on Tuesday. Officers pursued the suspects through residential streets before making an arrest. No injuries, thankfully. Over in Anderlecht, a security guard and 2 police officers were injured at a social services centre with significant emergency deployment needed. And at Brussels Midi station, Monday bomb alert caused chaos and evacuations. Police are now hunting for witnesses.
Turning to transport and urban life. If you have been frustrated by the low emission zone lately, you are not alone. Vehicle owners across Brussels are reporting inconsistent enforcement and genuinely baffling rules about which cars are affected. The region says it is working on clarifying things, but for now, confusion reigns. Meanwhile, the city is ramping up rubbish collection after bin bags piled up on streets following waste collection strikes. Bruxelles Propreté and Arros Services are running extended shifts to clear the backlog. Not exactly the spring cleaning we had in mind.
In economy news, the National Bank of Belgium has posted a loss of 1.52 billion euros for 2025. Mark-to-market losses on its bond portfolio and the persistently low interest rate environment squeeze the bank margins. This has real implications for public finances and what the Belgian state can expect in dividends. Not a great start to the year on the fiscal front.
Now, some genuinely good news from the cultural front. Couleur Café has dropped 13 new names for its 2026 lineup, and it is a banger. UK grime pioneer Skepta, American rapper Freddie Gibbs, French Zimbabwean artist Kalash, and Brussels' own Blue Samu. That is a serious statement of intent from the festival. International star power meets local talent. And today, yes, today, the 55th Brussels Book Fair opens its doors. The program is packed with new releases, author encounters, and debates. Organizers say this edition marks a significant step in their ambition to become a major European literary event. We have been doing this for 55 years. At some point, we are allowed to aim big.
Less happily, iconic Brussels nightlife venue Madame Moustache has entered formal insolvency proceedings. The club has been a fixture of the city live music scene for years. Its closure would mark the end of an era and adds to growing concerns about the economics of Brussels nightlife. We will see if someone steps in to save it.
In health and society, a brand new community health center has opened at the Peterbos housing estate in Anderlecht, specifically aimed at addressing the acute shortage of GPs in the area. That is genuinely welcome news for a neighborhood that has long struggled to access primary care. Hopefully, this one gets the support it needs. And staff at Visit.Brussels have launched a petition opposing budget cuts being considered by the Brussels region. Workers say the reductions would cripple the agency's ability to market the capital and support cultural events heading into the summer season. Short-sighted, they are calling it.
On the international stage, Belgium continues to debate what role it should play in the Middle East conflict as it enters its 4th week. Parliamentary arguments on all sides, with energy prices and domestic security weighing heavily. NATO, based here in Brussels of course, is warning of a significant increase in missile threats across Europe and calling on member states to accelerate investment in air and missile defence. The security environment has fundamentally changed, they say, and defence spending commitments must be met without delay. Meanwhile, the economic fallout from the Iran conflict is deepening uncertainty for the Eurozone fragile recovery, with volatile energy prices and growing trade disruptions. EU finance ministers are under pressure to coordinate a response.
One more thing before we go. Clocks go forward next Sunday. Yes, already. In the early hours of Sunday, the 29th of March, at 2 in the morning, we spring forward to summertime. The twice-yearly clock change is still debated at EU level, but attempts to abolish it have so far stalled. So enjoy your extra hour of sleep this weekend, because it is the last one until October.
That is our briefing for Thursday, the 26th of March. The sun may not be shining, but Brussels never sleeps. Check your parking, watch your speed, and if you're heading to the book fair today, bring a bag. You're going to want one. I am Mannequin.
And I am Lean. We will see you tomorrow.